It's great to have you with us this hour on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Debt collection is an $11 billion industry in this country. One out of every three Americans with credit files, about 70 million people in all, has been contacted by a debt collection agency in the past year. That's according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And a new report suggests that some of those debt collectors have adopted aggressive tactics with the help of courts and prosecutors. The ACLU has found that courts and district attorney's offices nationwide are cooperating in issuing arrest warrants against debtors, often with the threat of jail time. Jennifer Turner is the principal human rights researcher at the ACLU and author of the new report. She says that in over 90% of cases, debt collectors are winning judgments because people who owe might not even be aware of the debt in the first place and don't show up in court.
What typically happens is that the debt collection company will file a lawsuit, which they can do in a matter of seconds because they just use boilerplate language. And often these debt collectors are what we call debt buyers. So these are companies that buy debts for pennies on the dollar and then sue to collect. And then later, once they have the judgment, they will often fail to adequately inform somebody about the hearing. And when that person misses the hearing, that's when the debt collector asks for a warrant. And what we're finding is that courts are all too happy to comply with whatever the debt collector is asking for. And that's part of the problem. The courts are entirely complicit in a system that's systematically basically extracting money from people.
When I was reading your report, I wondered, why isn't this between the creditor and the debtor? Why is some third party coming in and asking for warrants?
Well, creditors often write off the debt as a bad debt. They'll decide, well, it's not worth pursuing, and they'll sell it to companies that will take on that debt, some of which are very aggressive in trying to seek out warrants to get people jailed. In Georgia, I talked to a woman who had been evicted from her trailer home. Her landlord threw out all her belongings. She ended up homeless, and then she was low income and didn't have a stable address for years, had no idea her landlord had sued her and gotten a judgment for money he claimed she owed for the cost of throwing out her belongings. And ultimately, a company that's local there that's very commonly buys up these old eviction judgments went after her. And she had no idea that she'd been sued, much less that a warrant had been issued for her arrest, and was at her mom's deathbed, literally, when cops showed up and jailed her overnight. Although it's officially warrants for failure to appear in court or failure to answer written questions about your finances, in effect, what's happening to people is they're being jailed because they can't pay. And judges are requiring people to pay bail in order to be released from jail. And they're often setting bail at the exact amount owed. And whatever bail money people do pay generally gets paid over to the debt collector. So this is about extracting money from people. So it's not really about contempt of court.
Right. So technically, this is failure to appear, right? Mm-hmm. From the court's perspective, this isn't debtor's prison. Talk a little bit more about how this works from the perspective of the courts, because what you're describing is not only an extraction policy, but also basically a warrant mill.
It is a warrant mill. Courts have become collectors' courts. And judges are seeing the same debt collectors in court every day filing numerous lawsuits. And they've become very comfortable with this role of effectively being a mill to process these debt collection suits. And the entire system is predicated on the idea that people will not come to court to defend themselves. And the horrible reality is that for many of these cases, debt collectors don't have the kind of evidence that would be required to win at trial. So if people did defend themselves, if they did ask the magic words, do you have evidence to show that I really owe this debt or that the statute of limitations hasn't expired, which is often the case? Do you have evidence to show that I owe this amount and that I didn't make payments already? They would win those cases. But the courts simply do not have the capacity to deal with millions of debt collection lawsuits if people really showed up.
You also looked at bounced checks. Talk about that.
Yes. Prosecutors are getting in the game of debt collection and contracting with private check collection companies in the case of bounced checks. So when people bounce checks, in theory, prosecutors can prosecute those cases when a crime has occurred. But prosecutors, through these contracts, are forwarding reports of any bounced check to private companies that are then empowered to send threatening letters to people, to consumers, on the letterhead of the prosecutor's office, telling them that they've been accused of committing a crime, face criminal prosecution and up to a year in jail if they don't pay up, not just the amount of the bounced check, but also potentially hundreds of dollars in fees. And over 200 prosecutors' offices have contracts with these private companies. And people are required to pay not only a range of fees, but also to take a financial accountability course, for which they must also pay over $200, that's run by the same company.
Is this allowed? A private debt company using the letterhead and the imprimatur of a local DA? I mean, I get that letter and I think I'm hearing from the local prosecutor.
You would think it's not allowed. In fact, it was not allowed under the federal consumer protection laws, the FDCPA. And in fact, after numerous class action lawsuits were filed against these companies lobbied Congress for a loophole to be added to the federal consumer law that would allow them to do this. And they've been sued numerous times. These companies settle these lawsuits. They reincorporate under new names. Finally, one of these large companies was sued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and under the settlement agreement, they have to, on their letter, say that they are sending the letter on behalf of the prosecutor's office, whereas other companies continue to send letters that look, for all intents and purposes, like they're from the prosecutor.
So, Jennifer, creditors have a right to get paid. Private debt collection isn't going anywhere as an agency. People should pay their debts, of course. So what does reform look like here?
Well, reform here is about building in protections for consumers. Really, there's no place for warrants and jailing in civil debt collection cases. But at a minimum, legislators can pass laws that require that debt collectors provide real notice to people so that they know about the hearing that they need to attend. We also can require that judges can't impose bail or turn over bail money to creditors. We can require that people never be taken into custody. If somebody has a warrant issued against them, we'd simply require them to file information about their finances and don't take them into jail. In the case of district attorney's offices, contracts with check collection companies, we can terminate the contracts. That's a pretty simple solution as well.
Jennifer Turner, principal human rights researcher with the ACLU. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
We reached out to the Association of Credit and Collections Professionals, as well as several of the debt collection agencies cited in the ACLU report. The ACA gave us this response in part: to claim that debt collectors are manipulating our judiciary system for their exclusive benefit is simply wrong and runs counter to judicial independence. ACA members follow federal and state law and do not advocate for, nor can they cause, a consumer to be arrested or jailed for an outstanding debt. Like any other civil court case, only a judge at his or her sole discretion can issue an arrest warrant that calls for jail time, and only when an individual has been ruled to be in contempt of court for failing to respond to a court order. You can read that full statement on our website at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.